Okay, hello everybody. Welcome to our meeting of the Recreation and Parks Commission. I would like to call the meeting to order. And after doing that, I would like to have a moment of silence, please. Okay. Shall we call the Pledge of Allegiance?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Would you like to lead us in the pledge, sir?
Sure. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Next item we have here are announcements. Do we have any announcements?
I do have an announcement.
All right.
This has to do, of course, to do with pickleball. It will be coming up at the end of July. We're going to have the number two player in the world coming to Morro Bay. His name is Ben Johns, and he will be with his coordinating teacher, Deckel Barr. That will be the end of July.
Are they going to put on an exhibition, some training? Or?
No, it's going to be clinics.
Oh, it's going to be clinics. Okay, that's training. That's good.
Good.
Cool.
Good. That's it.
Well, thank you.
That's it.
Well, there's a lot going on. I'm sure everybody saw the bicycle race that came through town, the MGM Tour.
MGM.
And I think it was great. And if you saw the television coverage, it made Morro Bay look as beautiful as it is. So that was good. We had a lot of the neighbors came down. So it's a great little community thing. I really enjoyed it. And I appreciate that they let us have it again this year. There's tons of stuff going on. So if you just visit our website and the city website, you can see all the different events that are going on. But it's summer is here, so everybody get out there and enjoy your parks. Please. Thank you.
Yes. Very good.
None?
Presentations?
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have a few announcements we'll run through real quick. First off, pardon me, I want to let you gentlemen know for the third quarter of fiscal year 18-19, our Community Foundation of Estero Bay awarded us $5,103 to go towards scholarships for those kids who can't afford to participate in our programs. They, along the same lines, we are looking at, or they are looking at funding 100% of the cost of swim lessons for those children who cannot afford lessons.
That's fantastic.
So that's taking
wonderful.
Place this summer.
Thank you very much.
Very good.
And then, thank you. And then we'll go ahead and take you through our slides. And those are our announcements. First off, our kids' camp program is open for registration at this time. It's a $50 one-time registration fee. Get your kids signed up June 17th through August 9th. There's a host of wonderful activities, trips, and fun planned. A summer of fun and adventure. What it said. Look out. That is. So sign up today. And there is a field trips and special dates, days, the plan for the whole summer. So you can pick that up either online or in our office. We are also advertising, as we're now hiring for, it got small, lifeguards, kids camp directors, counselors in training, and lifeguards, and swim instructors. Take all ages, 14 and older. 14 to 94. You can pick up applications at our city hall or at our recreation office. Aquatics program, that is our updated information at this time, May 1st through June 17th schedule. With our lap swimming, master swimming, aqua aerobics, and swim lessons. Swim lessons are to be arranged in the office. They're semi-private or private at this time. Following the June 17th time period, we'll launch into our summer program. And the summer program has a full offering of swim lessons, group lessons, semi-private and private, as well as our regular offerings of lap swim, master swim, aqua aerobics, and rec swim. We're adding rec swim, pardon me, for the summer. So a lot going on. We are looking forward to a pretty exciting summer at the pool. We should see a busier summer because the Cuesta College swimming pool is supposed to be open at that time. Or, excuse me, I think that was backwards. We're not going to see as busy of a summer. Or possibly we will, but I'm going to leave it at that because I've had enough. Swim lessons, check it out online.
Yeah.
Pickleball at Del Mar Park. Come and play pickleball, open 7 days a week, and beginning lessons from 9 to 11 on Saturdays. Come on down. And up and coming is the 55-plus Open House Festival, and that is Friday, June 21st. This is our second annual, I believe, and it's here at the Morro Bay Community Center. It's a Friday night. We'll open up the entire community center and senior center to showcase activities that take place here, as well as have some music and food and beverage. So come on down. It's a great time. And there is a $200 cash attendance prize. June 21st. Pardon me. June 21st. Did I say something? Oh. A couple new classes. We've got a ballet for strength and balance. That is here at the Morro Bay Community Center and offered by the County of San Luis Obispo Health Agency. So that's a free class helping you with your strength and balance through ballet. And we also have our flyers up here for Okinawan karate, as well as our mermaid and pirate and sea creatures 2 parade. That would be Saturday, May 18th. That's this Saturday. We will register at 10 o'clock, and the parade will kick off at 10:30. I saw 10:15 on Foot Moss, but anyway, 10:30. Look forward to seeing you there. With that, you have announcements, Ben? That was it for announcements here, Mr. Chairman. Back to you, sir.
Very good. Very good. I think the next agenda item is the consent calendar.
One moment, Mr. Chairman. We neglected to allow Commissioner Sorich to speak on behalf of the Seniors Center.
Oh, he is our liaison.
He's our liaison to the Seniors Center.
Question in regards to that. Have they gotten in contact with you on the pickleball for the kids program? That's underway,
yes.
Then. Okay. Other than that, as far as pickleball at Del Mar Park, it's definitely crowded. We're seeing more diversification in time, though, because of, in the morning, the wait. Other people are now, instead of waiting, they're making arrangements between themselves to meet in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So I was there today, as a matter of fact, drilling, and there was two other courts being used, and that was from, I was there from about 2 o'clock to about 4:30. So it was nice to see that. So, and it's growing. There's more people signing up, beginners. So it's definitely on the growth stage. So that's a positive sign. So, and of course, you know it as well as I do, there are people that are already looking to try and get an expansion of pickleball at the park. So it's under their auspice. So, and I think they've been in contact with you too, right, Kurt? Yeah. So we'll just, it's going to grow, not just here, but all over. So, yeah, it's positive. So.
So I do know the Morro Bay Seniors Incorporated are looking for a president. They are currently, the president position is vacant, and I believe one other officer position is vacant.
That's been updated. Larry Rosen has taken the presidency.
Oh, fantastic.
Right.
So there's a vice presidency open.
I believe Beth is moving up to that. They will be looking for, she's acting as the treasurer right now. And so they're putting that together, probably going to be looking for somebody to take that position. But Larry Rosen has taken over as the president.
Great.
And what is the process there to become president, vice president?
They have an application. There is a period of time where they formally accept. Mm-hmm. And those bylaws, I'm not specific with their bylaws of their organization, but I do believe there is a specific time period that they're looking at, but with a vacancy, I would imagine they'd take an application anytime.
Okay.
Call a special meeting then to vote them in.
Very good.
Yeah, that's what they do. So, and they're in the process of seeking someone to take Bev Schwartz's place as treasurer. So, so it's in a little transition period right now, but it was nice to see that. Because what Larry Rosen was doing, he was first vice president, so he was acting, just the acting president. So he's decided to completely accept the presidency. So, so it's working. And I know that their membership at the NBAA is definitely growing. I think it's something over 650
now. Over 600. I think it's doubled it over the last 3 years from what I understand.
Right. Bev, I think Bev is the one that's behind that and some of the other people, and they've done a great job.
As well as our staff liaison, Brady Locke, has been really pushing hard to get some outdoor activities and other things taking place.
Good.
Public comment.
Okay. So the next will be...
I do just have a couple
I'm sorry.
Questions. I'm sorry.
No.
Larry.
Hey, so I did not see it. I may not have seen it, but with the swim lessons, are we also offering adult swim lessons too as part of that, or just it's children, youth?
We have an adult stroke and endurance class that's awesome. Offered, but anybody can participate in a private and semi-private swim class.
Okay.
Yes.
Great. Good deal. And I read somewhere that the junior lifeguard program, that's going to be starting up in June also, and that it filled up lickety-split?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That's awesome.
In about 10 minutes.
How about the pool junior lifeguard program?
That we are still working on right now.
No, it's our stroke and.
Oh, is that what we changed? Pardon me. This is now referred to as a youth stroke and endurance class.
Oh, okay.
And that is really to prepare the kids for the junior lifeguard
program. For the surf junior lifeguard program. Okay. Cool.
Thank you.
That's all I had. I was just curious.
All right.
But I think it's great about the junior lifeguard program.
Yes.
Thank you. Next on the agenda item would be the public comment period.
Hi, my name is Mimi Goldberg, and thank you for your time and your brains. Anyhow, but you can show anyone. I've been a resident of Morro Bay since 1989. My daughter graduated Morro Bay High School. She was on the Morro Bay High School surf team. She's the best longboarder in her age group, and I'm so proud of her, Lena Goldberg. And today, right before I got here, I would like you to please hold this. This is the trash I picked up within 1.5 hour down at the Rock. I know.
That's heavy.
Yep.
Sorry. And I'm here to remind you of the mess they made when they went away. It's not fair to deny Morro Bay of a beautiful place to stay. And you ought to know. So the regarding the bocce ball thingy, they're supposed to be renting them from here. I talked to the head guy that's doing all the design on that. And they're going to rent them here. What are we going to... Okay, like the balls. I suggest then if you're going to do that, instead of trash cans down the rock, which we really need, you know, what the bars are going to have bocce ball leagues and, you know, glow stick night with glowing balls and they'll all roll down in the ocean. I believe that really, we really, I'm so passionate about this. We really, if there's anything, we can all work together and come up with a plan. Please, and thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Goldberg.
And just go ahead and to consent.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
No, thank you. I can start away. All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Should we turn to the consent calendar?
Yes.
Our first item is A1, approval of the minutes from March 21st.
I move that we approve and file the minutes from that meeting on the March 21st.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it.
Yeah.
Item 2. Can anyone recommend?
Yeah, I'd like to recommend that we receive and file the Recreation Services Division status report from the last meeting.
And can I have a second?
Second.
Everybody that approves?
Aye.
Aye.
Nay?
Aye.
Nay? Okay. The ayes have it. Moving to item 3, A3.
I make the recommendation that we receive and file item 3.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
None.
None.
Okay.
Okay. Next item of business would be the business items, C's 1 through 4.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Business item C1, program evaluations at Dixon Spaghetti Dinner 2019, and Helica Gallardo, our youth services coordinator, will take care of that one, as she is our special events coordinator as well.
Good evening, commissioners. So we held our 30th annual dinner on Friday the 15th of March. It's here in this building, and we held it from 5 to 7:30. There were around 150 people in attendance. We want to give a big thank you to Mayor John Heading for acting as our MC, and as well the 18 volunteers from Morro Bay Active Adults and the Teen Action Committee. We also want to thank all of our donors, especially Beans Roofing for the bicycle that they raffled off for all children in attendance. Let's see. The event had a total expense cost of $1,635, with about $1,200 of that on staff alone. The event raised a little over $3,000, and that revenue goes to our foundation scholarship. So that money goes there. They do support the expenses, but for the most part, that money just goes towards the scholarships that we receive. Staff believe that our attendance was down from last year, and that's because there was a bunch of other competing events going on, all serving spaghetti. So can't have that much spaghetti in a month. And we are in talks with the foundation to maybe switch up this event somehow, just so that we don't have to compete for the same attention of the same participants for the same. So that's it.
Thank you. Agenda item number C2.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Item C2. Angelica, one more time.
I am going to talk about Spring Camp 2019. We held that the 1st through 5th of April. That's the San Luis Coastal Unifying District's spring break. We offered care for 5 full days. We had a camp out at Kids Club classroom that's already our classroom. We held about 24 children a day. That's a great average, we thought. The expenses were included supplies, swim fee, staffing, and all totaled $2,500. Total revenue brought in by spring camp was $4,700. And that puts us at a net revenue of $2,000. A little over 2,000, and so that's our cost recovery of a 219%. So we're pretty proud of that one.
Yeah,
staff definitely recommends that we continue doing these. Our families appreciate it. It's hard, you know, for families to find care during those breaks.
Very good. Thank you very much. I see that it went to a 5-day camp, which is nice. You guys were able to extend it at no further cost.
Yeah, I like to start small when I bring things back to see how it goes. And mm-hmm. So that the 3-day camp last year was really successful, so we went to 5 days. I have to always flex it on time for staffing. You know, some of the staff will be in college still, so. Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you very much. Fine job.
Thank you.
Okay, the next item is item number C3.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Item C3, again, this is a program evaluation for Monster Skate Series, and Angelica will discuss that one for you as well.
Well, what do you know about that?
It was a busy time. Woo, I was busy, I think. Saturday, May 4th, Morro Bay Recreation hosted the Monster Skate Series. Central Coast Monster Skate Park Series has been going on for the past 16 years. It's held at 6 different skate parks on the Central Coast, and we host one of them. We had 22 participants, about 60 people in attendance because families come and support their kids. It's really neat. The revenues and expenses for this event are part of a greater Monster Skate fund. So we just kind of accounted for staff costs, which was about $122. And we recommend that we continue to offer this event. It's a great series. We like to promote other sports like skateboarding, and, you know, it brings a lot of attention to our skate park as well as our Rockies Teen Center.
Very good. Thank you.
Good deal.
Great.
And I would add it's also nice to collaborate with the other local agencies to provide this activity because this series moves around to all the skate parks in the county.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Right. Great.
Agenda item C4, the staff report.
Thank you again, Mr. Chairman. Program evaluation for the Aquatic Easter Egg Hunt 2019. This was offered by our recreation supervisor, Karen Sweeney, and I'll report on her behalf. This was the first attempt at an Easter egg hunt in the swimming pool for us. Great idea. We've seen it around the country, other places. I'm sure Mr. Espino could speak to that.
Yeah, and I've also, when I ran an aquatic field, well, way back when we did it, too.
Yes. So a popular activity. We struggled a little bit getting the approval from the school district to use the pool for that type of activity and did not get formal approval till just a couple weeks before the event, which really limited our ability to market the program. We ended up with 41 paying children. The pool was also open at that time for a regular lap swim, so that helped to soften the impact of the cost or the rental of the pool and whatnot. But as you will see with the financial element, a net loss of a little over $1,000. one thing to keep in mind, there were some larger purchases made with that thousand, or with the expenses here. The purchases made will help us with events in the future. So we've got a number of the plastic eggs still, the little goodies that we have, the stickers and whatnot that we put in them, as well as an Easter bunny outfit.
That's great.
And no, I didn't wear that.
Oh, darn it. That was my question.
Saw you reaching for the mic. They will dress me up at the Mermaid Pirate parade, but I chose not to.
Uh-oh.
The Easter bunny outfit didn't fit me. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. But it was a good turnout. It was a small turnout, but everybody really enjoyed themselves, had a great time. And it is recommended that we will continue on with this program in the future and those similar to it. We will find that it'll be an easier transition for us next year with the permit process.
Yes.
It's not a new event for them. They get it. We're not throwing real eggs into the pool. So looking forward to doing that again next year. Yeah. But happy to answer any other questions or any questions you might have.
So a question. Of course, you didn't know you were going to have the problem with the school, but looking down the road, to come to a break-even point, what would that take as far as the amount of participants?
A break-even point with expenses equaling revenues?
Right.
It's dependent on the fee that we're going to charge, if we stay with this fee, or also how we want to treat the purchase of that Easter bunny suit, things like that. So I think next year, because we have so much extra goodies and supplies, that we should see a profit. But we're not shooting for a profit. This is typically a cost recovery of about 70% to 79%. So to give you a number, I could kind of pencil it out at $15 a kid to equal out the $1,000. So you're looking at another, I don't know, how many kids? 10, 100? Mm. No.
Yeah,
90,
not quite.
80,
yeah,
but
up in there.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's great.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, if that's what we're looking for, I mean, so at least you got something with the knowledge that you have now and the inventory you have.
Yes.
It's going to look pretty positive. So, mm-hmm. Very good. Thank you.
Thanks. Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. I guess I'd like to make a motion that we receive and file C1 through C4.
Second. I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
None.
None. So we'll receive and file that. Future agenda items? Do we have any that we're going to talk about? No. Shall we adjourn the meeting? Would you go ahead?
No, I think we're good. I mean, the only thing is, do we maybe get a status report on the bocce ball court? And
I could speak to that right now. I know we're a bit out of order, but the project is moving forward, and the final design came through, and this item needs to go to the Planning Commission for, I think it's a variance they call it, but there are setback requirements from the curb on the of the property line to the improvements to the project or the property. Let me start again. There are setbacks that the planning office has in place for all parcels, and this particular parcel, due to the zoning, there's a 5-foot setback, and we're looking to waive that so we can fit the greenhouse in and the bocce courts all in the same lot.
Okay.
So we'll be going to the Planning Commission June 3rd. The project is still moving forward. It's in the capital improvement program and with the $30,000 funding, and we should be seeing something. I'm looking for, like, September.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm. But I would be happy to put together a more formal report for our next meeting.
If you have the time.
Yep.
I know you're pretty busy.
It's all right.
Okay.
But we do.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
What's next?
If you would like to establish any future agenda items, it just takes the item along with somebody else to agree, and then we can go ahead and put that on for the next one. If you don't have any, then we're ready to adjourn.
Okay.
I don't have it.
Okay, so?
I just wanted to bring it up, and I forget the name of it. I apologize for that. But some time ago, we had talked about, someone had brought up about, what was it, City Streets or something like that, where they closed the street and...
Oh, yes.
Oh, the Open Street.
The open street. Open street. I don't know, I was thinking City Street. Open Streets.
Yeah, Open Streets.
Yeah.
Yep.
So are we ever going to revisit that again, or...
We can. In my visit of it and the earlier reports that it provided, it wasn't economically feasible for us due to the street closures and the amount of money it takes to do that and staff time. I know that we had talked about maybe combining it with another event, which I think during this Amgen time might have been a good opportunity. Except for the fact that the race was on a Wednesday, so that's not a real appropriate time to do an open street concept. But that's where we left it, as just the economically not feasible for us is where I was headed.
Okay.
But happy to bring it back up and have more conversation if there's other research or other elements to this this concept that would make it a little more palatable for us.
Okay. No, I just wanted to find out where we're at.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. So let's adjourn the meeting. It is 6:35. And our next meeting would be Thursday, July the 18th, 2019, right here.
There's a correction to that. That was a misprint, and it should be held at the Vets Hall unless we're moving forward with our joint Public Works Advisory Board and Rec and Parks Commission tour of the parks.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I'm in conversation with the Public Works Director as to the timing of that, and there's been discussion of a possible special meeting in June, not taking up our July meeting time. So I'll keep you guys informed as that progresses.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
And do we know if we're having fireworks this year, since we won't be back till after July 4th?
No fireworks that I'm aware of at this time.
No fireworks tomorrow, Bay?
There was some discussion about it, and someone was trying to make an effort. But from what I hear now, we're not moving forward with anything.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So adjourned? Oh.